Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Birdland today. Your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Birdland today. It's Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Josh Soroka, and this is your daily dose of all things Baltimore Orioles. Today, we're going to dive into something that's, I wrote down scratching my head, but really, it's one of these things that irks me, that bugs me, that I'm confused about. What exactly is Mike Elias doing in right field? That's what I want to dive into today. Because a few weeks ago, I understood. It all seemed pretty simple. The Orioles signed Tyler O'Neill. Okay, so that meant Anthony Santander was gone. We're moving on. And I figured, I looked at the numbers and was like, all right, this works out well. It opens up a perfect opportunity for Heston Kjerstad. That way we can see him finally platoon in right field with O'Neill and Kjerstad switching and both getting much needed regular at-bats. But now he has made two more signings and I am confused. So help me out here. Dylan Carlson is here. And then yesterday, Ramon Laureano is here. And suddenly, right field, it's crowded. So that's what I want to look at today. Why did the Orioles sign Carlson and Laureano? And what does this mean for Heston Kjerstad? And why is Mike Elias stockpiling these outfielders? Now, before we dive in, do me a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review Birdland Today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Go on over to Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, X, Blue Sky. Tell people about Birdland Today. And if you're not already signed up, check out the Birdland Today newsletter at birdlandtoday.com. Every afternoon, I send out my favorite Orioles articles. It's basically my show prep straight to your inbox, and you want to get that. I've experimented with morning. I'm not going to say I'm not going to go back to morning, But I really like the 4 o'clock, the 4 o'clock time frame. So that's what I'm shooting for, is the every 4 o'clock. Here's 4, 5, 6 articles that I really enjoyed today. And yeah, I used a little AI. So there was a little AI mistake in yesterday's, but I'm going to try to get better and more careful at that. So make sure you sign up, click on the newsletter button at birdlandtoday.com. Now, the right field picture seemed very clear until recently. So when the Orioles signed Tyler O'Neill, obviously it was a natural replacement for Anthony Santander. He brings power. Yeah, okay defense. Maybe better defense than Santander when he's healthy. And he has shown flashes of really being a legit offensive force. And for me, that was good. That meant Heston Kjerstad was finally going to get his shot. O'Neill start against lefties. Kjerstad start against righties. We've got Colton Cowser, Ryan O'Hearn that can even rotate in and out of right field as necessary. It seemed like a clear and logical plan. Until Michael Elias said, hey, let's go ahead and add 2 more outfielders. And now we've got a logjam in right field all of a sudden. So let's break down a little bit of this. I know we've talked about these guys. But Dylan Carlson, he was once a promising star, and now he's a rebound case. The Orioles signed him to a 1-year, $975,000 deal. To be honest, that's cheap. I'd take that money. But that's why the Orioles are making a play with him, because he is cheap. And a few years ago, he was a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. In 2021, played 149 games, hit 18 home runs, slashed .266, .343, .437. With a WRC plus of 111, meaning he's 11% better than league average at the plate. So he seemed to be on the rise back then. But what happened? It's all been a downhill. Last year, he only hit .209. Way below league average. Strikeout rate went up to 28.3. The Rays non-tendered him, so they didn't even want to pay him the $2.7 million. So why did the Orioles grab him? Because that buy-low option. They think maybe they can fix his swing, rebuild confidence, change his scenery. We've heard it 1,000 times. So maybe, all right, you're going to take a chance with him and see if he can rebuild. But then yesterday, Michael Elias surprises us again with Ramon Laureano, another reclamation project. This feels like Dan Duquette thrift shopping. He signed a 1-year deal, $4 million, with a 6.5 club option for 2026. He'd have to really show up and really impress to earn that club option. I'll say that. But hey, he's getting $4 million as an extra outfielder. Now, a few years ago, he looked like a future star in Oakland. He had speed, he had defense, and he had power. He was a fan favorite with a cannon for an arm. In 2021, he batted .263 with 119 WRC+, which is solid. But what happened? PEDs. In August of 2021, he tested positive for nandrolone. Oh, great. Now word I can't say. You guys know I'm great with pronunciations. He tested positive for nandrolone and suspended him for 80 games. And since then, he's not the same player. He took 80 games off where he really needed those at-bats, and his batting average dropped to .230, OBP to .300. Power has declined. Decent defender, but not offensively, he can't hold himself up. So now we have Carlson and Laureano both in the mix, but they're both reclamation projects. So what does this mean for Heston Kjerstad? This is what really bugs me. Heston Kjerstad has done everything right. He had his struggles medically early in his career, but then he dominated at AAA last year. He came up to the big leagues and he didn't get enough playing time. We saw flashes of power. But he's supposed to be part of this young core. And now, what do we do with him? Where does he play? In right field, we now have Carlson, Laureano, O'Neill, and Kjerstad competing for time. And I think you'd even throw Kobe Mayo into that discussion a little bit, because you need to find a position for him. Can he DH? Well, no, that's probably Ryan O'Hearn and Ryan Mountcastle as they're platooning back and forth. Left field? No, that's going to be Colton Cowser. Center field? Cedric Mullins. Cowser occasionally. Triple A again? it would be ridiculous for Kerstead to start 2025 at AAA again. There's no reason for him. So, is Mike Elias losing confidence in Kerstead? Or do you guys think something bigger's happened? Is there a trade coming? Now, let's think about that for a second. Right now, this outfield logjam seems like maybe it's setting up for a bigger move. The Orioles still need a starting pitcher. And if you look at the roster, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg, those guys aren't going anywhere. Kowser, Kerstead, maybe. Even Tyler O'Neill, who we just signed, maybe. If it takes moving one of these guys to bring another arm in, maybe. Maybe. And Mike Elias isn't afraid to make depth moves before flipping pieces. So maybe he is just stockpiling some outfielders because then he has more trade chips. Or he's just taking a gamble to see if a little bit of money and these guys turn out to be stars. But with this logjam in right field, I would not be shocked if something happens before opening day. So what do you think? Do you think these guys are just going to go to AAA and hide away and be depth? Or do you think maybe Mike Elias has a plan for right field? Are we getting a trade? Or do we have injury issues? Or just no confidence in Heston Kerstead? Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter at Josh Soroka or go by birdlandtoday.com and you can leave a comment there. Now, remember, before I go, do me a favor. Subscribe, rate, review Birdland Today wherever you listen. Sign up for the Birdland Today newsletter at birdlandtoday.com. It's my daily show prep. All Orioles news. You want it every day. And both of those, help me out. Spread the word. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk tomorrow. Go O's.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate. Plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.